Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Take it over. Radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
To wake
up? Good morning. It's your girl, Ms. J, and you have tuned in to one of the best morning shows in the world. It's Ms. J in the Morning, and we are live right now worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who have tuned in, good morning to you. Make sure you log on to social media. Make sure you text everyone you know and tell them to tune in right now. It's Monday. Happy Monday to you. Starting the show off with Ms. Jill Scott, When I Wake Up. Good morning to everyone. It's time to wake up. The theme of today's show. Today we have an awesome show lined up for you, just as any other show. Great music. We're going to talk about some things today. Today's show is going to be focused to help you wake up. Some of you guys have been sleeping all of your life. Now, I'm not meaning in the physical. I'm not meaning laying in the bed with your eyes closed, actually sleep. Now, some of you, yes, you're doing that too much. But mentally, spiritually, you guys have been asleep. I've been there. There are times, there are certain areas in my life where I'm sleeping, and it's time to wake up. So today's show, I'm going to give you some tools, empower you to get moving. 2016 is only a few weeks away. Do not wait till January 1st to make changes. We're going to talk about some New Year's resolutions and some things like that, but of course, we got to have some great music to keep you focused on what you need to do in order to achieve the things you deserve, in order to get to the destiny that's waiting for you. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning, we OD on positivity, making sure you develop new habits of positive thought, positive action, and positive speech. So we have the Ms. J Challenge coming up. Also, the Ms. J Area Code Check-In. Those of you who are new to the show, it's your opportunity to rep your city. So you can call in by dialing 646-716-8230. Again, area code 646-716-8230. 8230. As soon as you call in, I'll write down your area code and we can rep your city. So make sure you text everyone you know and tell them to call in right now. Is Ms. J in the Morning. Getting back to some great music to get you waking up right now. Here's my boy J Moss. It's going to be a good day, y'all.
Good day. No matter the time.
worldwide.
Word, come on, y'all, let's rock.
Take it over, Radio Freak. Miss J in the morning.
This is Markeela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
No matter what you're trying to achieve, you can only do it one step at a time. Right before that, Jay Moss, good day. Today is going to be a good day. Start your day out with a great affirmation. Affirm yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you. But until you get it right, you got your girl, Ms. Jay, to help you start your day out the right way. You're right here locked in to Ms. Jay in the morning. Good morning to those of you who are just tuning in, making sure you start your day off with me every day. Monday through Friday, I am live worldwide on blogs.com. talkradio.com, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard time. Today's show is focused on getting you to wake up. It's time to wake up. Some of us are sleeping. Now, not in the physical, like I said before. Mentally, spiritually, you're asleep. You're sitting there doing nothing but dreaming, and it's fine for only a season. But there comes a time in your life when you have to wake up. Let those dreams, those visions manifest. Don't get caught in the planning process. Don't get caught in the thinking process. Don't get caught in the excitement of it all. You have to put those things to action. One step at a time. Get the vision. Get the dream. Write it down. Plan it out. Get your resources together. Take each step necessary to actually allow it to happen in your life. And in order to do that, you got to wake up. You got to get up. You got to get moving. Dump all those excuses off of you. Go wash the crud out your eye. Go freshen your breath. Go wash your body, whatever you got to do. You got to get up. You got to wake up. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning, we OD on positivity, making sure that I empower you, making sure that I push you, making sure that I force you to look at yourself as the greatest person that you have been created to be, getting you moving forward in passionate pursuit of your purpose, a purposeful life. You're not here just to get entertained. I don't believe that there are any coincidences. I don't believe that there are any accidents in the universe. So if you're listening now, whether you're listening live or listening later to the archive, today's show was purposed just for you. It is time for you to wake up. You might have achieved some great successes in life, but there are still some things you're sleeping on. Whether it's personal, whether it's professional, whether it's emotional, whether it's creative, no matter what area of your life it is, today is the day that you need to get up and move forward towards it. No more excuses. No more distractions. No more blaming other people or your situation for the position that you were in. You're laying down on yourself. Yourself deserves the success. Yourself deserves the achievements. Yourself deserves the freedom of being creative in your life. And I believe that you can do it. Today we're going to talk about that. I want to share some statistics. We are in the last 2 months of the year. So excited about it. Just a sidebar, Ms. J's birthday is tomorrow. Yes, my birthday is tomorrow. I'm 11/24, baby. Yes, Sagittarius season is officially here. So all you other signs, y'all can go back to sleep. Just kidding. But tomorrow is my birthday, so I have a very special birthday celebration going on. I want everyone to tune in around the world. But aside from that, we're going to get back to what's important, and that's getting you to wake up today. I want to talk about the New Year's resolution thing. You know, it always happens around the holidays. We get focused on this new year that's coming in. 2016 is going to be grand. 2016 is going to be exciting, and some of you guys have plans to do some great things for the next year, which is awesome. But I always tell people, why wait? Why put it off? Start your preparation now. It might not happen until 2016, but there are some things that you have to get in order. There are some things you have to get in line. Going back to Jordan Sparks, there are some things, some steps that you have to take before it happens. Those of you who are looking to lose weight just like me, every year we make the same promise to ourselves. We can't just jump into the gym, start starving ourselves, and expect the weight to just fall off or do it the right way. The things that you have been doing apparently have not worked. So it's time to do something different. You have to prepare yourself. Number one, every time you start something new physically, whether it's a new supplement, new exercise, new diet, consult your physician. If you don't have a doctor, there are plenty of local clinics. There's WebMD. Now, I always want to tell people, please don't self-diagnose. We get on WebMD and we start reading things and feeling like we can go ahead and tell ourselves what we can do without having that degree behind us. I'm guilty of doing it sometimes. I've been diagnosed myself with so many diseases when it really was just I need to drink more water. So make sure You consult your physician before you start anything physical. Those are some steps that you need to take. So before you implement that new workout regimen, before you implement that new diet, there are some steps. Make you an appointment. Go weigh yourself. Go check your blood. Go do blood work, your blood pressure, all that type of stuff before you start it. If you want to start a new business, you need to look at locations, resources. You need to look at funding. What bank are you going to use? Do you have a P.O. box? How are you going to advertise? What avenue are you going to take? Are you going to do social media? Are you going to do mail outs? There are certain things that you have to put in order. Those of you who are creative, you're performing artists, what are you going to do if you're singing? You have to write the music. Who's going to produce the music? Who's going to play the music? How are you going to sing the songs? There are steps that you have to take in order for you to get there. That's my point. And my point, meaning don't wait until January 1st to get it done. You can start now. I think that's another way to just delay the process. Procrastination, that's one of my vices. Waiting to the last minute to get things done. And so far in your adult life, how has that worked for you? Yes, you probably achieved the goal, but not without stresses, not without fear, not without raising your blood pressure to scary heights just because you waited for no reason. Entertaining distractions that you knew weren't going to get you to your goal. Let's be real. Most of the time we procrastinate, we know we're procrastinating. We just justify it with saying, oh, I want to do this for my child. Oh, I want to do this for my spouse. Oh, I want to do this for my family. Oh, I want to do this for myself, when you're really delaying the process. And most of the time, the root of procrastination is fear. Whether your fear is failure or fear is success, either way, fear is not welcome in success. You cannot be afraid of it. Now, you will feel fear, but you can't allow that to consume you. You can't allow that to stop you. You can't allow that to continue to distract you from achieving the goals that you desire. There are tons of things. There are people waiting for you to step up and step out into your purpose, into your destiny. There are people waiting for your business to open up. There are people waiting for you to sing the songs that you have written and have in notebooks stacked and getting dusty. There are people waiting for your paintings to be hung on their wall. There are people waiting for you to start your own YouTube channel to help them laugh, to help them smile, your own radio show, your own TV show, your own nonprofit organization. Your community is waiting for you. The people that you are connected to are waiting for you. It's time to wake up right now, today. Don't delay. You got to go get it. So let's get back into some music. I'm going to get back and talk about these New Year's resolutions. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you tell everybody to tune in right now to Miss J in the Morning. Now here's a throwback. Popular gospel group, Mary Mary. Go get it.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you. They built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
do. This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Getting you started, getting you on the right path, starting your day off the right way right here, Ms. J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you tune in Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who called in, thank you so much. We have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up in a little bit. It's your opportunity to rep your city, so make sure you tell everybody to call in 646-716-8230. Today's show's focus is it's time to wake up, making sure we get you empowered, motivated, inspired, moved to get up and get out into your purpose. I always tell everybody, be in passionate pursuit of your purpose. So that was Katy Perry, Roar. Get the eye of the tiger, get focused and get on it. Right before that, popular gospel group, Mary Mary, with Go Get It. Go get your blessing. Don't sit there and wait for it. Those of you who follow me on social media, Ms. J at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, however you do it, I make sure to keep in rotation some positive quotes. This morning's quote is, don't wait for things to happen for you. Go make them happen. Make sure you follow me. Tell everybody else to follow Ms. J. And make sure you stay connected on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. If you forget how to get connected on social media, if you log on to the Blog Talk website, all of the links to my social media is there. Find out how to get in contact with me. Make sure you stay connected to the show. Talking about waking up right before the music break, we were talking about New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all aspire to do better things. But why wait until January 1st? Start your preparation now. Don't delay. Stop procrastinating. There's an article I was reading. It was written back in 2013, just a few years ago, but it still stands true today. In Forbes magazine, very reputable magazine, a lot of millionaires, billionaires are connected to this magazine, and they did an article regarding New Year's resolutions. They had some very shocking statistics. Now, even I didn't believe that, but it seems to be true based on reports, based on studies done by many reputable researchers. Only 8% of Americans, only 8% out of 100%, only 8, that's less than 10%. Only 8% of Americans achieve their New Year's resolutions. Now, I'm not sharing this to discourage you from making New Year's resolutions. I'm sharing this information to get you to understand the realities of making plans to do things later. Making plans to do things later. Now, that doesn't mean planning your future. Listen, there is a difference. There are differences in those things. Putting things off, that's all the New Year's resolution has ever been to me. Those of you who have grown to know me, you know I always say I don't make New Year's resolutions. If I plan on doing something, I'm going to do it now. It may not happen until later, but I'm going to start doing it now. I'm not going to say starting January 1st, this is going to happen. Starting January 1st, that is going to happen. It has become an American trend, so the article says, like a hobby for people around this time of year, the last 2 months of the previous year, November and December, to develop these, I don't know, dreams. I don't know what to call them. We just get caught up in New Year's resolutions. If you ever notice, it's around this time the gyms are crazy. In Shape City, shouts out to you. 24-Hour Fitness, shouts out to you. Gold's Gym, shouts out to you. No matter what you have in your area, a lot of times they know this is the time to make money because there's a lot of Americans that are caught up in making these plans to get fit, making these plans to eat healthier, and haven't prepared for nothing. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Please don't go and say, Ms. J said I shouldn't make a New Year's resolution. What I'm saying is be strategic in your changes in life. Make sure you're using wisdom when you're making these changes in your life. Living a healthier life is, of course, a great goal to have. Of course, that's something we should all aspire to do, but you have to be realistic. That's what the article also includes. It also tells you make sure you're being realistic. Keep it simple. You don't have to sit here and list a whole, people have these bucket lists of things they want to do. They want to jump out of planes. They want to have 5 kids in the next 2 years. Just ridiculous things that are going on. And you want to make sure that when you're making your New Year's resolution, you're being realistic about it. How long is it really going to take you to lose 50 pounds the healthy way? Not these crash diets. How long is it going to take for you to write that book that you've been waiting to do? How long is it going to take you to start that business? What is your plans for the future, the next 5 years? Make sure it's realistic. Also, the article includes make sure that they are tangible goals, things that you can achieve. Now, it's not saying that there are certain things that you can't do, but there are certain things that just aren't tangible in this moment. If you want to run a Fortune 500 company, I doubt if you can get it in 2016. It's going to take time. Just like we said before, you have to take the necessary steps to prepare to achieve your goals. While you're in passionate pursuit of your purpose, you have to be realistic. Setting yourself up for failure is what some of us have been doing, and how has that worked for you? This morning's show is focused on time to wake up, getting you motivated, getting you moving towards your goals, getting you moving towards your purpose. Why wait till January 1st to make a New Year's resolution? Make a new life resolution right now, today. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in. You have locked into Ms. J in the Morning. I am your host, Ms. J, and right here Monday through Friday, we OD on positivity, making sure that I empower you, inspire you, motivate you, push you, move you to create new habits of positive thought, positive action, and positive speech. Ms. J in the Morning, we have the Ms. J Challenge, and it's a simple quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So drop everything that you're doing. If you're listening while you're driving, I want you to keep your hands on the wheels. But repeat after me, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. I say it all the time. It takes 21 consecutive days, meaning no breaks, to develop a new habit. So develop new habits of positivity. Sometimes it might need 21 times in one day for 21 days in order for you to develop that habit, but make sure you do so. Once you do, I guarantee you, you'll live a life of freedom. You won't be trapped in all these thoughts and being victimized. A lot of times we like to victimize ourselves, putting blame on other people for where we are in life. Take control of your life. Don't allow anyone to rob you of your choice to be happy. Yes, happiness is a choice. Make a choice to live a positive life. Make a choice to have positive thoughts. Make a choice to act positive and speak positive over yourself. It's Ms. J in the Morning. We're going to keep you moving. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up in just a little bit. So those of you who have called in, make sure you text everyone you know. 646-716-8230 is the number you need to call to rep yo city. I see everyone calling in. We're going to get in and have a little bit more fun. But while we're getting up, making sure I move you to wake up, there are some things you got to get off of you. There are some things that you've been holding on to. There are some reasons why you haven't been able to move forward, and it's because you're replaying those instances that happened to you in the past. You're holding on to those grudges. You're holding on to that pain. You're holding on to that anger, and you have to let it go. You can't move forward into the next level of success with all that old baggage that isn't conducive to where you're trying to be. It isn't helping you move forward. Is it going to help you? It's not an asset. It's actually a liability. You want to make sure to get rid of those liabilities. You want to make sure to get rid of those things that's going to make you hemorrhage money. It's going to make you lose your sanity. Those people, those things, those habits that you have that aren't healthy for you physically, mentally, or even spiritually. So let's get back into some music. Here's Erykah Badu, letting all the bad ladies know it's time to let it go, let it go. Ms. J in the Morning.
Dragging all them bags.
let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. That's Miss Erica Badu, Bag Lady, a true throwback right here on Miss J in the Morning. Good morning to those of you who have just tuned in. You have locked yourself into one of the best morning shows in the world. We are recording live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who have called in, you've dialed 646-716-8230. Make sure you share that number with everyone you know. The Miss J area code check-in is coming up. Your opportunity to rep your city. While you're calling in, I got you locked. We're going to have a good time. Today's show's focus, it's time to wake up. Right before the musical break, we're talking about making New Year's resolutions. Those of you who follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, however you get in contact with me, there's an article that I was just talking about that was recently published, well, just a couple of years ago in 2013, about New Year's resolutions, stating the shocking statistic that only 8% of Americans achieve their New Year's resolution. Two major points is that you have to make sure that you're keeping it simple. Make sure that your New Year's resolution is something that you actually can achieve, something tangible. Saying that you're going to have a Fortune 500 company or $5 million in the next year really isn't that realistic. You have to take the necessary steps to get to that place. You got to start out somewhere. You have to make sure that if you want to run a business, you understand business. You might need to take some business courses. You might need to go back to school. Those of you who have a degree, those of you who've been in college, things change over the years, and sometimes you might need a refresher course before you jump back in it to get the understanding of what's happening now. Those of you who want to run businesses and never manage people, don't know how to manage employees, you don't know anything about electronics, you don't need computers and all these other types of things, you have to do what's realistic. So I shared the article on Twitter. Those of you who follow me, you can click the link and read it for yourself. Make sure that you're understanding where you are in your life. Are you in a position right now to manage a company and your family, children and your spouse, you're working part-time or even full-time or going to school? Make sure you don't stretch yourself beyond what you can do. Make sure that you're living a positive life. Does it mean that you're not going to get tested? Does it mean you're not going to feel angry? Does it mean you're not going to feel frustrated? Does not mean you're not going to experience certain things that may have you thinking or even speaking negatively. But developing a habit of positivity means that regardless of the stimulants around you, you're making a choice to be greater. You're making a choice to have greater. You're making a choice to live greater. Plain Erica Badu, Bag Lady's purpose is some things you have to let go. Some of us are holding on to some things that happened when we were in elementary school, and now we have a master's. Some people are holding on to some things that, yes, it was wrong. Yes, they did hurt you. Yes, they did disappoint you, but you got to let it go. I can't take back even the top of the show. Things that happened just a few moments ago, you can't rewind. Things that happened yesterday. There are some of us who have experienced some very tragic things in life, but it is true. You have to move forward. You can't get stuck in those experiences. So this show is getting you to wake up and move forward in passionate pursuit of your purpose, letting all that old stuff go. Old DNA on positivity, and until that's a habit for you, make sure you tune in with me Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. You guys, I'm so excited. Tomorrow is my birthday. Yes, I'm so excited to celebrate. We're going to have a great show, so make sure you tell everyone to tune in. Make sure you have everyone you know listen. We're going to be celebrating, playing some great music, celebrating another year of my life. Those of you who share a birthday with me, make sure you call in. I'll give you a shout-out. All my 1124 babies, all of my Sagittariuses, everyone who is celebrating an anniversary, anything that you're celebrating, we're going to have a great party on tomorrow. It's an awesome day right here on Ms. J in the Morning. No matter how you connect with me, make sure you do so. We're coming up to the end of the show, you guys. I know, right? It goes by so fast, but I want to make sure that we do continue to talk and inspire you and motivate you and get you ready for your success, get you ready for your purpose, get you ready for your future. If you ever need any help, you need a life coach, you need counseling, make sure you hook up with me, blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning, M-I-Z-J in the morning. I don't mind sharing my resources. I don't mind sharing people that I know. If you have questions about starting a business, you have questions about starting your own radio show, maybe your own TV show or getting into the entertainment industry, you can go ahead and shoot me a message. You can DM me on Twitter. You can send me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk, however you connect with me, and let's get this thing going. My success depends on you. Your success depends on somebody else, and their success depends on the next person. We all need each other around the world. Thank you for everyone for calling in, supporting me. Thank you to all of you around the world. We stream in 11 different countries, which is amazing to me. Relaunching Miss J in the Morning this year has been one of the best decisions that I've ever made, and I'm so grateful, so thankful for you. So with that, let's get into the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who called in, you dialed 646-716-8230. Every time you call in, I write down your area code so we can rep your city. Now, a lot of you are calling from the same area, which is great. So let's get right to it. It's the Miss J area code check-in. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Yo, area code 323-731-208-347-931-773-238. Did I already say you? 832-716-702-313-917-816-212-757-209-678-444-703-864. We got you right here on Miss J in the Morning. 430, you just called in at the end of the Miss J area code check-in. My opportunity to make a fool of myself, but keep you laughing, keep you smiling, which I love to do every day right here on the show. We play music to enforce you. To force you, to empower you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to live a positive life, making a choice to have positive thoughts, positive actions, positive speech. Those of us who were sleeping, it's time to wake up. It's time to get you to move forward in your purpose. It's okay to dream. It's a great thing to have vision, but don't get caught in that. It's okay. You need, it's necessary for you to plan. Don't get stuck in the planning. One of my pet peeves for a lot of new business owners, a lot of new people that are in something, they get caught up in the planning stages, get caught up in having meetings with people. You see them all the time. You know these types that are on Facebook taking pictures of their food or their plate or the table, having a bunch of meetings, which is great. Getting to know your partners, getting to know your resources is awesome. But then after a while, you start noticing that's all they do. Like you're just meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting and nothing's getting done. If you have three meetings and you're talking about the same thing and by the third meeting, nothing on the agenda has been accomplished, you're getting caught in the planning and the meeting stage. Make sure you get things done. When you wake up, it's time to move. It's not time to sit on the side of the bed. It's not time to think about it all. It's not time to procrastinate anymore. It's time to get moving. Don't get caught up in planning your New Year's resolution and saying you're going to wait till January 1st. Start preparing now. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to get you moving and to get you motivated in the things that you have been created to do, helping you get in passionate pursuit of your purpose. I'm so excited for all of you who send me messages. Thank you so much. If you have a song that you would like to hear, your favorite song to get you up and get you going, get you motivated, why not hit me on blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning and let me know how you do. If you would like to share special announcements, your anniversary, give a birthday shout out to somebody, find out how you can do so and broadcast it live around the world to your loved ones. Tomorrow's my birthday, everybody. Make sure you tune in. 8:30, same time, same channel, same girl, your girl Miss J. We're going to get out of here. Today is going to be the best day of your life. Make sure that you OD on positivity. Make sure you make a choice today to be positive in every single way. I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm leaving with one of the songs that helped get me and my son moving in the day. It's The American Authors. Today is going to be the best day of my life and yours as well. Thank you for tuning in. It's Miss J in the Morning, and I'll talk to you in the morning.